when we were talking about what we were talking about melons a while ago, when you were talking about watermelons, and you said that there were two kinds of watermelons, didn't you? The yellow meat.
The yellow meat and the red.
And the red. Do they have names?
I guess they do, but I don't know them.
Okay. Do they taste any different?
Yeah, a little bit.
I haven't eaten any yellow ones. Talking about mushrooms. What do you call a mushroom if it's not good to eat? If it's, if it might be poison or something, it's not good to eat. Mm-hmm. And it might grow out in the field somewhere.
Well, it's called a mushroom.
Okay. Can you think of another name for it?
No, I can't.
Okay. If a child was playing with a ball, and you were afraid he'd put it in his mouth, you might tell someone, "I'm worried that he might
put it in his mouth."
Yeah, and if he's gonna put it in his mouth and it goes down his throat,
might get choked.
Okay, and if it goes down his throat, what does he have to do? He might, if it went down his throat, on down into his stomach, he would have what?
I'd have to have operation.
Okay.
If it did.
And what would you call that though when it
swallowed?
Okay. Some people smoke pipes and other people smoke
cigarettes.
And what else?
Cigars.
Okay. If there were a lot of people at a party having a good time, you might say they were standing around the piano. What could they be
singing?
Doing? Okay. Anything else?
Dancing sometimes.
Okay. And if the funny story had been told, what would they be doing?
Laughing.
Okay. If you're not able to do something, you'd say, "I'd like to, but I
can't."
Okay. Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, "I got up to work before sunup, and I something. All I'm going to today."
Done all I'm going to today.
Okay. If there were a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need. But there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was, by the time they got
dead.
There. Okay. A boy got a whipping, and you'd say, "I bet he did something he
shouldn't have."
In refusing in a very strong way, you say, "No matter how many times you ask me to do that, I'm
not going to."
When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, like knitting, I guess, and your friend was standing around without helping, you say, what might you say to that person about the fact that he didn't help you? You might say, "You
lazy."
Okay. And what else might you say? Like I said, when you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend,
tired.
Okay. And to your friend, you might say, "You, like you're meaning that maybe he could have helped." And you say, "You
didn't help."
Okay. Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, "I'm not sure, but I," or you might say, "If it quits raining by Thursday,
I will
get the work done."
Get the work done.
Okay. Or if you're talking about that in the future that you might get it done, you might say, "If it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get the yard work finished." If it quits by Thursday,
I'll try and get the yard work finished.
Okay. What's the kind of owl that can, a kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Hoot owl.
All right. What size of an owl is a hoot owl?
Well, it's pretty good size. It's bigger than a common bird.